everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 says, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fish for a living. And Jesus called out to them, come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. I want to talk about the fight to invite, because there is a fight to invite. A lot of times we push against the invitation. And in leadership especially, there is so much wrapped up in your invitation to be a part of something. So a lot of you are here because you were invited. Well, actually, all of you were here because you were invited. And so there is a huge piece of leadership that is wrapped up in an invitation. And a lot of leadership stops dead in its tracks because the invitation's never given. And we want to dumb down the invitation, or we don't even see a need for an invitation. And so I want to get into this a little bit, because there is, when you start talking about leadership, understanding, yes, leadership is influence. Yes, leadership is all around us, meaning like you lead yourself, you lead your family, you lead at your job, you lead. There's all of these things that leadership entails, and so all of that is true. The other thing that is true is when you are talking about leading people, if you don't invite people into it, you won't be leading anybody except yourself, which is good. It's great to lead yourself and to lead. Hopefully, you're leading yourself in a positive manner. But this was interesting to me, because I'm looking at Jesus, thinking and seeing the most perfect representation of humanity is right in front of us, right? Jesus, perfect in every way, fully God, fully man. And he invites somebody to be along the journey with him. So now, to get a little, just a touch into theology, this is a picture of how God looks at his creation. God created us so that we would worship him and be involved with him and have the choice of that invitation to say yes or no. And God, of course, God could have not given us that choice. God could have just created, you know, just a bunch of drones just to be around there to work. But that's not what he wanted. That's not what he chose. And so the crazy thing is when humanity needs saving, God chose to involve us in the process. Jesus was the reason that we have a way to God. But Jesus also was saying, I want you to be involved in the kingdom coming to earth. Which is, you know, when you start thinking about it, you're like, this is nuts. Why would God do this? It just makes it more messy. But this is how he involves us in all of this. So you have the perfect representation of humanity, fully God, fully man, Jesus, and saying, I want you to be with me. And so this is a picture of leadership, that you see how important the invitation is. And some of the fights that we get in when we get into invitation is this. One of them is, we don't see people, we see projects. So as a leader, you have a lot of times leaders have a really good sense of what needs to get done. And a lot of times that's why you're entrusted with leadership because you see things that need to get done. But if you see more projects than people, what happens is you will not invite people along with you. You will just keep doing things that need to get done. And as you keep going, you will start realizing some have more capacity than others, but everybody has a capacity lid. And so at sooner or later, you will see where you reach your capacity, where you can only do some things. And then when you try to get, because the projects never stop, right? There's always more things that need to be fixed. There's always more things that need to be done. There's always more things, especially as leaders, they always got vision for more. And so you're always seeing leaders, or you're always seeing leaders looking at, oh, this needs to get done, this needs to get done, and you keep doing this. But at some point, you're going to reach your capacity, and you're not going to be able to do all of those things. So two things happen, either one of these two. One, you get ultra frustrated, and you're like, why aren't there more people? And you won't say anything, but inside you're mad. You're just frustrated. My kids are, and I'm doing all this for them. You know, or that I can't believe that I'm the one that has, and you kind of get a martyr complex almost of like, I'm doing all that. Or you choose to invite people and you see more people than projects. And all of a sudden, you have quadrupled your capacity to do certain things because you now see people instead of projects. One is focused on, I'm going to do the thing. The other is focused on, I'm going to invite people along. What kind of leader do you want to be? I think a lot of us would love to be the leader that brings people along. If you want to be that leader, you first must start with the, hey, come follow me. Make you fishers of people. If you want to be a leader that has people around you, you have to start with an invitation. And stop thinking that people will just get it by osmosis. They'll see me frustrated, and they'll decide to jump on. You know what? A lot of people don't like to help people who are frustrated. In fact, they're like, they're grumpy. I don't want to be around them. They're mean, and they're sharp, and they're just not nice, and I don't want to be around that, right? So the invitation's really important to say, hey, do you want to be a part of what I'm doing? A lot of times, we will not invite because we give the answer before they do. Notice what the scripture said. It said that they were throwing their nets out because they were fishing because that's what they did for a living. Right? So Jesus could have not given the invitation. Why? Because he's like, well, they're fishermen. That's what they do for a living. Some of us don't invite people because we already say they're going to say no in our head. Oh, they're already not going to come to my Connect group. No, they're too busy. They're not going to want to be on a serve team. Oh, they just started. There's no way they want to be a growth track. Oh, there's no way. Listen, those kids, they don't understand what I need to do. So let them just not get in my way and I'll get the house all together. We tell ourselves no so many times, and we tell ourselves no because of this, that, and the other that we don't invite. And you have a history, and so you remember your history of, well, I invited this person 10 months ago and they said no, so probably all these other invitations they're going to say no too. We tell ourselves no so many times before we even let somebody else answer. Stop taking somebody else's growth away from them because you are too worried about what they're going to say. And I'll tell you what this invitation happens. The reason that we a lot of times do not invite people is because we have such low self-confidence and self-esteem that we will take a no from us a lot easier than we'll take a no from somebody else. because the no from somebody else will hurt us too much. But the no from ourselves is fine. I'm used to that. I'm used to that, and I can deal with that. So I'd rather tell myself no about this other person than have that other person tell me no. So it actually, your lack of invitation actually reveals more about you than you think it does. It reveals more about where you are than it has anything to do with the people you're inviting. So you're able to invite a lot more people on the journey when you're a lot more confident about where God's placed you. You say no, I'll go to the next. You say yes, let's roll. But your yes or no has nothing to do with me inviting. I'm going to keep inviting because I know this is what God has asked me to do. So we romanticize this story and think the only reason that Jesus asked the disciples to come alongside him because he knew they were all going to say yes. We don't know that. All we know is that Jesus asked them and that they said yes. We don't know what was going to happen. And I'll tell you this, if there was anybody who was supremely confident in the role that he was and the job that he knew he had to do here on earth, it was Jesus. So he's just going to ask. And here's why I know this. It's because he had a lot more people than 12 following him. And then when it got weird and they started trying to make him kind of king, he's like, okay, he said a couple of things and they all started leaving. And then what did he do? He looked at the 12 and said, you're going to leave too? Because he was confident. And so he was good with the invitation. And he was good with a no or a yes. It's just my job to ask, and then it's your job to decide yes or no. But it's not my job to decide your yes or no. That's not my job. Next thing is the invitation was to learn, not to do. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus called out to them, said, come follow me and I will show you. Another translation says, I'll teach you. So I think a lot of times we want the invitation or we give the invitation, but the invitation is given so you do something. Well, if you want somebody to do something, first you got to teach them to do it, because a lot of times they don't know how to do it. So good leaders are also good teachers. If you really want your leadership to move further, faster, you need to learn how to be a good teacher, not just a good teller. Let me show you how to be a fisher of men. I'm going to show you. And so a good leader is able to sit down and say, let me show you. But a lot of times when we see projects instead of people, what do? Hey, you want to come do this with me? Now do it. Because we got to get this project done. Well, this is more about the project than it is the person. Because if it was about the person, then you would sit down and say, let me show you how we do this. And let me go line by line to help you learn how to do this. Because I care about you being successful, not just getting the thing done. If I care just about the thing done, then I don't really care about you. I just care about a project. But we want to see people instead of projects. And that's the kind of leaders that we want to be. So it's about being able to teach. My son, I was putting dishes away, and he's just kind of hanging around, and I was like, Watson, come help me. Now, could I do this faster by myself? Absolutely. But I was missing an opportunity to teach him how to do this. So he said, okay, yeah, of course, I'll come help. So he came, help. And I said, okay, here, put this over here. This goes over. And now I was amazed and how much stuff he already did know because he'd just been around. And so I was amazed. I was like, oh, you're holding out on me. You know where all this stuff goes. You're just going to let me do. And then it went on. I never asked him. I never invited him in. And yeah, I had to show him. And yeah, it took a little time for a little bit of things. But you know what happened by the end? I was like, this ain't half bad. I'm sitting here by the dishwasher. And I'm like, yo, Watson, go. And he's running around. And I was like, this is nice. I was like, and you know what else was great? We're spending time together. So like things were happening. Like there was like this duality that was happening that it wasn't just like we're doing, I was just getting a thing done. I was spending time with my son. I was teaching him responsibility. All these things happened. Why? Because he was invited. So you see how powerful your invitation is. But how many times do we stop the invitation because of our low self-esteem? Or we're scared somebody's going to tell us no. We're scared somebody's going to leave us. Well, yeah, that might happen. But also you might get somebody who's going to follow you and then preach one of the most incredible sermons that ever has been recorded in the New Testament. That might happen too. Yeah. Last thing with this invitation is the invitation was to duplicate. This was what Jesus wanted to see. He wanted to see the disciples do what he was doing. It is not okay for us as leaders just to do a task. You have to be able, the most valuable leaders in any organization are not the ones who do things really well. It's the ones who are able to duplicate. It's the ones who are able to say, I can do this, but now I've brought three people with me who are able to do just what I've been doing. Also one of the hardest things to have in an organization, because you can teach somebody to do a task, but teaching people how to duplicate themselves and other people is difficult. You know how I know that? Ask any parent. Right? And any parent will tell you, parenting is very hard. Why? Because you're trying to duplicate yourself in somebody else. And unfortunately, a lot of times in parenting, they duplicate your bad stuff real easy. And the good things, they like fight you on. This is the same thing with leadership. And so it's so much easier. See, now parents have you can't just be like, well, I don't want to duplicate. I'm just not going to, you know, get out of here, kid. You know, like, you're stuck with it. So you just got to learn how to do it. But in leadership, in church, or in a business, or in stuff, a lot of times you have the choice. And so you're like, I'm not going to mess with people. I'm just going to do my thing really good. But that's not the leaders God's called us to be. The ones God's called us to be are the leaders that have an invitation that say, come on, my invitation is to duplicate. I'm going to make you fishers of men. So you're going to do what I'm doing right now. You're going to do, I'm going to show you, but you're going to do what I'm doing right now. And that kind of leadership is the thing that busts through every lid that any organization or business could ever feel like they have. But if you can learn how to invite people along the journey with you and come with me and let's do this together, and yeah, it's going to be bumpy and yeah, it's going to be messy, but it's not about me just doing a good job. It's about me having people following behind me that are learning how to do the same. If we can do this, it is not about what you do. It's about how you can duplicate. So I'm trying to get us off projects and onto people. And every single leader, if we can do this, it's not about the project, it's about the person. Jesus, what do you do? came to seek and save the lost. Right? How we do it? Invitation to people. Come on. Come on, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. It's a long game. It's not going to happen in a second. It's a long game. Peter, you're going to be a hot mess most of the time you're going to be with me. Right? But this, it just feels like this is Jesus is like, let me show you. I'm the best leader that there ever was. And look at the people. I got some crazies. So don't look at the people that you're inviting and think, well, they're not that good yet. So that's going to stop you from duplicating. So glad it didn't stop Jesus. No, it's not. You don't judge your leadership solely on the people's response to your leadership. Now, there is some of it that you look back, you're like, oh, okay, you don't want to have all of that. But a lot of times we just see the L's. And we never see the wins. And so my encouragement to all of us is, hey, we're all working on this, but let's not just make it about a project. The invitation is not come do this. The invitation is let's involve people. Father, help us be the best leaders we can. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Love you all so much.